Hi everyone, my name is Sudhir. I'm a program manager in the Office Extensibility Platform team. Today I'd like to show you some exciting new features of the Office platform, as well as walk you through some very simple steps that you can follow to build and deploy Office add-ins. Here's a quick agenda for this video. We'll go through a brief introduction first, followed by simple steps to building and deploying an add-in, and finish up with a roadmap and resources to help you with your add-in development. All right, let's go through a quick introduction of Office add-ins. Office web add-ins allow you to make your solution a native part of modern Office. You do this by extending Office applications using standard web technologies and your favorite web frameworks, such as Angular or jQuery, communicate with Office using the JavaScript layer that the Office platform provides, and be a part of Office's native UI, such as Ribbon, Task Panes, or within the canvas of an Office application. There are multiple options for you to deploy and distribute your add-in as well, which I'll walk through in a bit. Best of it all, this is one of the biggest value propositions of the Office platform. Your add-in runs everywhere Office runs. So what exactly is an Office add-in? At the core, an Office add-in is a very simple construct consisting of a manifest and your web app. As I mentioned in the previous slide, your web application could be anything from HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, plus any server-side logic and applications that you want. And the manifest is, again, a very simple XML file that describes how your web application integrates with Office. So where exactly are Office add-ins supported? Here are the platforms that we're currently where we currently support Office add-ins. As you can see, we're primarily focusing on desktop platforms, including Win32, Mac, and online. But we also have support for your add-in on Office for iPad. The link at the bottom of this page points you to the add-in availability page that has the most up-to-date information on the support matrix. All right, let me walk you through some of the features that we're currently in preview, as well as the ones that are transitioning from preview to being generally available. First and foremost, we've got add-in commands for Outlook, as well as Compose add-ins. Add-in commands, by the way, is a feature that lets you add commands or buttons to the Office ribbon so your users can quickly launch the add-in. Office 365 centralized deployment, again, is in preview. This allows enterprise admins to easily distribute add-ins within their organization. I'll walk you through a demo of this in just a bit. We're also working on many improvements and enhancements with respect to APIs within Word and Excel. Again, they're also coming down the pipeline. We also have an open spec area on GitHub where you can actually give us feedback on the APIs that we're looking to include in future releases. Some big announcements we recently made. We currently have add-ins available in OneNote Online. Again, this is great news for any of us who is using OneNote, but especially to folks in the EDU space. Deep linking support allows for ability to install and launch Office add-ins using hyperlinks. You can imagine utilizing this feature to internally share or deploy add-ins, as well as for marketing campaigns where you can track users sort of installing these add-ins as that you promote. Also, Excel APIs 1.3 is available across all platforms, and a bunch of other features that we've been working on there are also generally available for users of Office add-ins at this point. All right, so now that we've covered some basic context, let's switch to a couple of demos. I'd love to show you Office add-ins working in OneNote, as well as some new Outlook add-ins. All right, so I've got OneNote over here on my browser. And as you can see, it's just a new notebook. I'm going to go over to Insert, very familiar interface. You've got Office add-ins available over here from the Insert menu perspective. When I click on that, I get the familiar store sort of a dialogue, if you will. I can navigate to the Office store. And here I've got a few add-ins currently available from a OneNote perspective. I'm going to bring this graph my equation over here. And that, again, adds an add-in directly in the canvas of OneNote, typing up a very simple equation, such as sine square. Again, that just sort of launches the graph directly in the canvas of my OneNote. You can imagine this being very useful from an education's perspective. We also have task pane support available for OneNote. So again, I'm going to go back to the store and pick something like Picket. And once I click Add That, remember that Picket is an add-in that's available currently for Word and PowerPoint. With a very, very simple manifest change, they've been able to make this available for OneNote as well. Again, that's sort of the power of the Office platform, both from and across the operating system perspective, but also across various applications within Office itself. So now that I've installed Picket, I've got Picket available over here on my home menu. Again, that's an add-in command that's available. As soon as I click on that, again, that launches the task pane. And now I'm able to sort of go in, browse through a bunch of images that Picket has available, and pick the image that I want to sort of insert into the canvas of OneNote, and again, sort of start utilizing that functionality. All right, now that we've looked at OneNote, let's take a quick look at Outlook as well. As you can see, I've just have a new email. I'm composing a new email on Outlook. I've got a whole host of Office add-ins over here that are available to me. All these are add-in commands. One of the add-ins that I wanted your attention, point your attention to is the Boomerang add-in. Let me quickly type some random text over here in my email, open up the Boomerang task pane. And again, this is an add-in that that gives you a ton of useful things that you could do from an from this particular email perspective. You can send this email later. You can continue to track this conversation or this email. It also gives you statistics like how respondable this email is. So in this case over here, it says there's about a 70% chance that you'll likely receive a response to this particular email, as well as things like what the reading level is and so on and so forth. So definitely take a look at that when you get a chance. And last but not the least, I wanted to point you to Giphy. You can, of course, insert a bunch of animated GIFs within your email, things like, you know, things that are Halloween-centric and whatever else, and, of course, send this email off with that animated GIF in your email. Now that we've seen a couple of demos, let's spend some time exploring how you can get started with building an add-in. Before I show you how to develop an add-in, let me point you to the most important resource from an Office development perspective, and that's dev.office.com. Here you'll find code samples, getting started guides, as well as links to where we host our API docs, as well as open specs on GitHub. So please make sure to check this out. All right, from a Win32 perspective, you've got Visual Studio. You can build great add-ins, get started with templates and so on and so forth. But I actually wanted to take this time to show you how to get started from a Mac perspective. So let's look at how you can get a template built for an add-in on the Mac platform. Again, I'm on dev.office.com. It gives you this page over here where we talk about creating an Office add-in using any editor. There are a few prerequisites in terms of getting started from a Mac perspective. Very, very simple steps. You basically go through and install a few of these applications over here. I've already done that on my machine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it up over here where I actually start to build the Office application itself. So you'll see that I'm here in this folder. I've got a code folder that I've created on my Mac. I've got a folder called WordPressor. The scenario that I'm going after is I've got a Word document. I want to be able to publish the content of this Word document as a blog post on my WordPress blog, if you will. So to get started, to generate the template, I'm just going to type in Yo Office. That's just going to go through, and it's going to give me a few things, few options that I could select from. So I'm going to give my add-in a name, called it WordPressor. I'm going to say get the source and the current path. This is actually going to be a task pane add-in. That's exactly what I want. And then for Word, and last but not the least, I'm going to say the technologies that I'm going to be using is going to be HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. As soon as I do that, it's going to go through and it's going to fetch all the resources and all the templates, and it's going to basically download them and install them on my local machine. Again, as that's going through, definitely take a look at this page and again, a ton of other resources on dev.office.com. All right, and there it's done. So if you go over, look up, look at that particular folder, you will see that the generator itself has downloaded a bunch of documents, including the manifest file for this particular add-in, and that's called the manifest wordpressor.xml. What I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to start Gulp, and there's basically a web server. Let's see, serve static. Remember that this is a web application that you're bringing into Office, so this basically launches a website, if you will, for this particular application that the Yeoman generator generated. And now that I have that going, and by the way, we've got all these instructions over here on this page. You'll see once the downloading is complete, you sort of start up Gulp, and that's the thing that launches the website for your add-in. Now that that's done, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to sideload this particular add-in on my Mac, on the Word application on my Mac. As you can see over here, there's a certain folder you actually copy the manifest file over to from a Mac perspective. Again, all those instructions are there on dev.office.com. Definitely do check it out. I already have the wordpressor.xml file installed and ready on that folder where I actually have to go sideload this particular add-in. And now, after that, if I were to launch Word and go into my add-ins, you'll see that my WordPressor is right there. That's my test add-in that I just built or generated using Yeoman. And there it is. And it's, again, super simple add-in just to get you started with the add-in development. I'm going to select some sample text that I typed in within the document. When I say get data from selection, there it is. I'm calling an API within Word and getting the text that you've currently selected. So again, that's a very, very simple example, simple template for you to sort of get started from a Mac perspective. We're actually going to add in command support to this Yeoman generator, hopefully in the very near future. So look for that. But again, hopefully that's helpful from a development perspective on your Mac. All right, now that we've seen how to build an add-in on a Mac, we also have some great resources for you, such as Office UI Fabric, to build fantastic experiences that fit seamlessly into Office and Office 365. Again, be sure to check these out on dev.office.com. So we already talked about the Office Store being a great channel to make your add-in available publicly. We're also making a great new feature available to make the distribution and deployment of add-ins within your organization easy through the Office 365 centralized deployment. Let me take some time to actually walk you through a quick demo. Okay, so I'm here on portal.office.com. Wanted to show you the O365 centralized deployment. I've logged in with my tenancy account, and you'll see that in my admin center, since I'm the admin for my tenancy, you'll see a settings option over here and an option for adding new services and add-ins. Again, right here over here, when you click on upload an add-in, this is the place where you actually upload a manifest file. And this could be a manifest file that your enterprise developers have developed, or maybe you worked with an ISV and the ISV has actually provided this XML file for you. You upload the manifest file. I'm actually not going to go through this because it takes a couple of minutes for the deployment to happen. But basically, you sort of upload the manifest file and select the users or groups from Azure Active Directory. And as soon as the deployment is complete, what happens is when the users launch, say, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, or Outlook, they actually have the add-in automatically downloaded and installed on their machine. So again, as a super cool feature from an enterprise distribution and deployment perspective, it's called the Office 365 Centralized Deployment. Currently in preview, we're looking to make this available in the near future. All right, so from a roadmap perspective, here's a list of features we're currently working on. First and foremost, the centralized deployment that I talked about that will become generally available over the next few months. We're also working on add-in commands for Mac, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, a number of API improvements, as well as support for add-ins across all platforms in OneNote. And last but not the least, continued UX and performance improvements from a platform perspective. And finally, a call to action. Here's a list of resources to help you with your add-in development. Definitely dev.office.com is the place where you start for all your add-in development needs. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in. Hopefully that was very helpful in your add-in development, and happy coding.